the ceiling, all wrapped up in Christmas feeling. Golden bells caress the mistletoe.
Hello and welcome to Being Green. I'm Glynis Crook. Just 5 sleeps until Christmas, and I can't wait. It's one of my favorite days of the year. I love the sparkly lights, the abundance of green and red and gold everywhere, the decorations, the food, and of course getting together with friends and family. But it does tend to be a time of excess. And shops, I'm afraid, do everything to encourage our consumer tendencies. So with global warming in mind, I'm joined now by the Worldwide Fund for Nature's Lauren de Kock to remind us of how to make our Christmases more sustainable. Welcome, Lauren. Let's start with presents. It's about quality, not quantity, right?
Yes, thank you, Glynis. Definitely, you mentioned consumerism, and the businesses and fast-moving consumer goods companies really try and push sales during this time of year, and they want us to buy more and more, hence Black Friday and Cyber Monday and all other names for these days before Christmas. But we don't want to fill our homes with single-use, if I can call them, disposable gifts. We need to start looking at buying quality gifts that mean more for the person that we are giving to, and that last longer, and they're not going to be thrown away after, you know, within a year, for example. It's also better for your pocket, so you don't have to go and buy quite a few gifts. You can buy one quality gift for whoever you're giving the gift to over Christmas.
And it also teaches people more about the value of things, I guess. Wrapping paper, of course, is another biggie.
Wrapping paper is a problem. I don't know if, and I'm sure the listeners have been unwrapping, you know, morning, Christmas morning, or if you open presents Christmas Eve, the amount of wrapping paper and decorations that are simply ripped off the gifts and then all piled up to be thrown away. And that's where we need to think about, can we use wrapping paper that is reusable, or wrapping material? You know, some gifts can be wrapped in fabric that can be reused. Or even these gift bags. We use a lot of gift bags over and over again. We get them mostly for birthdays, but even for Christmas, and you can use them over and over again for gifts. Also stay away from glitter, too much sticky tape, because that also renders the wrapping paper. If you are going to use paper, you know, it won't be recyclable if you throw it away.
It's actually a lovely thing. I did a story a couple of years ago about that ancient Japanese art of using furoshiki cloth to wrap your presents. An extraordinary figure is that Britons, for example, throw away the equivalent of 108 million rolls of Christmas wrapping every year. Mm. And a good tip that I read somewhere is this. If you scrunch the paper up and it kind of bounces back, it's not good and it's not recyclable. So you also need to choose your paper carefully. Christmas trees, of course, is another big thing to pay attention to, and people get very confused about the whole cutting down of trees thing. They think it's bad and it's better to buy a plastic one, but this isn't the case.
Well, in South Africa, we don't have traditional Christmas trees, or fir trees, if I can call that, everywhere. Though they are also alien trees, if I can call it that. They're not indigenous. But if you are going to choose a natural tree, then rather you take an alien or invasive species like a fir tree. And you could use that in your house. If you are going to go the plastic route, to be honest, we do have a plastic Christmas tree that we bought many, many years ago. Make sure that you reuse it for at least 10 or 15 years and not just dispose of it after one Christmas. There are options to think about there.
Christmas wouldn't really quite be Christmas without a lot of lights, but what should we look out for here?
I would say look for the energy saving or the LED lights for your Christmas tree. And just make sure that you also put them off at night to save on energy. I know some people have quite a bit of lights around the exterior of their house, and it's always nice to see it at night. But I think at a certain time, ensure that you also put them off.
Decorations, things like Christmas crackers, apparently 100 million of them are pulled each year, also creating a lot of waste. So paying attention to decorations, maybe folded garlands and things that I remember making when I was a child. But another big one at Christmas time is food waste.
Yes, food waste is a problem. In general, South Africans are quite good with eating leftovers and not wasting too much food. But I mean, we do have families that it's not a priority for them. It's important to plan ahead. And to be honest, no one can really eat the amount of food that we think we can eat or think that even, you know, families and friends eat on the day. So again, more to quality and smaller serving sizes, if I can call it that. And if there are leftovers, store them in reusable containers and eat them over the days after Christmas. It also saves time not to then continually cook. I mean, you can simply just eat leftovers. And, you know, if you have friends and family coming around, ask them to also bring containers to take leftovers home, and then they don't have to make food for the next few days.
Thanks so much to Lauren de Kock of the WWF. But whatever you do, just be mindful of the environment over this Christmas season. And on that note, wishing all of you who celebrate Christmas a very, very happy one. Till next time from Eaglin's Crook, take care and goodbye. FM.